People, it's midnight, and you know what? Yes. You know what the phenomenal one and Cody does at midnight? We watch movies.
Oh, that too.
and that too. Each other. Ooh.
whoa, man! It's time to add more fuel to the fucking room. You have any favorites from Tassie Days?
I guess on that Throwback Tuesday question, I should have said yes, and with me. My fantasies have come to truth. In one warped mind or another, but it does not matter about that, Cody. We're not talking about you and your sexuality choices, Cody. Should we? We don't care about that. Sexuality choices are old and outdated, just like you. But anyway.
I
love you. That's why I defend you, Cody. Shoot. No other host does it better than me. P1.
Yeah. God. That's now, all right.
I would never call you old if I was defending you. You know that now. That little laugh. That adorable little laugh you does. It just brightens my night up.
My goodness.
No. Nothing about goodness here. It's about the fury.
Yes, it is.
Not Fury Road. Not mm-hmm. Furiosa, but... Well, maybe. You'd be shocked. Well, you clearly haven't watched this movie yet. People, we here to do a live commentary, pretty much a live review at that, too, of a little short that was a Kickstarter from last year. For some reason, I just kept forgetting to bring up to Cody and a lot of people on the show and stuff like that, but I've watched this movie almost... at least once a week for the past 4 months now. Actually, longer than that. Because it's so short, you know? It's 30 minutes long. I literally just showed this to someone after telling Cody he was going to do this to it, and he couldn't leave my phone or whatever, and, you know, and then I came back, and he was still sitting there. It was just ending. I mean, it's that short. 30 minutes, people. And it was a Kickstarter film made by a guy from Sweden. Which I'm fucking shocked by, because when you listen to the music and shit like that, you go like, wow, me and Cody listen to that kind of music. Wow.
I know.
So maybe we should go to Sweden, man. I don't know. I didn't even know they had that kind of music down there.
That's where all the, like, Swedish House Mafia and all that shit and all that dance music. There's a lot of people out there like that, Joe.
I thought you would have got hung if you listened to shit out there like that, but, yeah, to each his own.
Oh, man.
Cody's like, the world's changed, people. You don't get hung no more for listening to things you like. You sure about that, Cody? He's like, no, only the Middle East is still like that. Not Sweden. Oh, okay. All right. All right, well.
Your country's mixed up, man.
No, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, hey. When you watch this movie, you'll be calling your high school teacher up and be like, bitch, you taught me the wrong things about history with countries and stuff like that. Because this movie here corrects a lot of things in here. And
okay,
Cody,
I like that.
You might get offended by the end of the film, too, because it deals with you in a way, and you'll understand why.
Really? Okay.
I don't know how it'll offend you. I think I know how. The listeners will know how. I'm sure right now, because if people saw this movie, which I'm sure they have, they know about this. Oh, yeah. It's going to offend you. I know this for a fact. It's probably the most diabolical thing you could ever do to someone's race and history of their time and everything like that. But
interesting.
But I digress, people. I have to put on my after hours voice now, because now, like I said, I am the phenomenal one. Yes.
Yes, I am Cody.
And I'm gonna go ahead and press this little play button right here.
All right. Play right now.
Let us start this thing. Ooh, a laser unicorns. Ooh, I like that.
Look at those graphics.
Those graphics look like 2015. Miami, 1985, Cody.
Oh, shit.
It's my kind of town, yeah. Damn, this nigga animated? Cody's like, already, huh? People, I described this movie to Cody. I said, it's like if Punisher, Warzone, and Kavinsky had a fucking baby together. That's, what do you think so far, Cody?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Fuck you. What the hell? I believe it's gonna be live commentary. It's gonna be live reactions to Kung Fury. Fuck the police, man. Yeah, flick them off. Yeah, people, the fucking arcade machine just came to life, and it needs to refill itself, so it just broke up in a meter to flick these cops off. Heads are blowing off like a fucking Tarantino film. Cody, this is our hero. His name is Kung Fury.
Reminds me of a dude from Blood Dragon a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, there was a video game, a Double Dragon. One second, babe. His voice is just fucking awesome.
Oh, man. Classic 80s action voice.
My job. He's got to shoot at the car for the alarm to go off the door to open, Cody. That's badass.
What the fuck?
Hey, did you see the arcade machine flicking the dog? I think Wayne is in that arcade machine.
I think so.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get him, Kung Fury. He's got a ride on top of the car, Cody, like a bona fide badass, man. They about to fight all... They about to pull some Transformers shit and fight all over the world, Cody.
How did I get in a helicopter?
How did I get on this crane? Cody, they in space now.
Oh, shit.
They made it to space. You got the touch. You got the power. I like the shot from E.T. Game over. Game over. By the way, Cody, there's a lot of crappy, cheesy puns. Oh, the fire explosion. Can't do that. You can't do a movie without that.
Oh, shit.
I'm a cop, and I'm damn good at my job. It all began years ago when I was chasing the Foot Clan. His name was Dragon. What kind of racist stereotypes? You're like a father to me. He got struck by lightning, Cody, and bit by a cobra.
Jesus.
He got bit by a cobra, Cody, and struck by lightning, and he became a martial arts master. God, I want to get bit by a fucking cobra and get struck by lightning, Cody, at the same time.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
He could feel his body mutating, Cody. Like some kind of kung fu freak of nature. Is that Red Dragon from Phoenix Jones' crew? Knock, knock. Knuckles. Oh, did you see that kick? Look at that kick and explosion. Oh, he did the splits. Where did that come
from? It's close.
He took his rags as a Ryu band now. He's going to wear this. He's gonna use his super kung fu powers, Cody, to fight crime and be a cop.
Shit, that soundtrack.
Oh man, this takes me back to the days, you know.
Oh man.
David Sandberg, people, he's also the director of this film.
Love this movie already, man.
Triceratops.
Cody's like, did I just see a dinosaur in a costume? Cody, yes, you did.
Oh, shit. Terminator
action. Nah, Terminator ripped this movie off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's the villain, Cody. Yeah, that's a bona fide badass right there. He's the person that's going to offend you the most. I like how his cigarette's not even lit. So, people, Kung Fury is also the director and producer of this as well. Cody's gonna beat us for Halloween now.
Oh, yeah.
He works alone, Cody. This is some serious shit right here, Cody. Very dramatic.
I see.
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't work with other partners. He works alone.
What the fuck?
Okay, Cody, don't get offended by this. You're about to meet the villain now. Don't get offended. I know you will.
I already have an idea who it is. Like I saw a little armband.
Nah, Cody. I know you, but Cody, calm down. It's Hitler, people. People, fucking Kilgrave ain't got shit on Hitler right now.
Through the goddamn phone.
Hitler literally just shot through the phone and killed every police officer in here. That's Hacker Man, Cody. He's the greatest hacker guy ever. That's Z. It's Hacker Man, Cody. Fucking Hacker Man, man.
Oh, what with the wig?
What wig? Shit, that's his real hair. Fucking, don't get offended now, Cody. It's Hitler. Yes, I know, people. He's the worst criminal of all time, Cody. Hitler was a kung fu champion, Cody, believe it or not.
What the fuck?
See, you're going to be mad now at your high school teacher for teaching you the wrong history. He was a kung fu warrior, and he trained. Look at that, see? Kung fu DNA in the labs. This is what they were doing to the Jews, Cody. They were training them to be kung fu masters, to work for the Nazis. Don't get offended, Cody. I know that you probably don't remember this from your past and all. Cody, it's a robot doing Nazi kicks, okay? So Hitler's plan, people, is to find Kung Fury to kill him so he can become the ultimate Kung Fury. My job. I knew Nazi Germany was a real place. Nazi Germany. I knew it. I'll never vacation there. This is the greatest fucking time travel movie ever. I think next episode, people, I'm going to talk like Kung Fury for the whole show. The Nintendo Power Glove, baby. Hey, Cody, you the smart one. Hack me in the go back in time, man. You the hacker. Hack me back in time.
I'm on it.
Yeah, give me a typewriter so I can ride like a skateboard. He's on the grid like Flynn, Cody. Look at the power glove.
Oh, man, you flashback blood jack dude, I swear. Far Cry. Oh, my God.
Somebody spend the money and make this into a game. I'd play the fuck out of this. Are you sure? You sure you want to hack time? Yes. Uh-oh, Kung Fury's about to hit the grid with the power glove. Cut the power glove, giving it the... He just created a time portal, Cody. It's the greatest hacker of all time. He's on the grid like Flynn, Cody. It's Tron.
My fucking typewriter.
Yeah, he's flying the typewriter. It's going to guide him. Oh, he's going too many times. Oh, he's going way... Oh, error, Cody.
Oh, shit.
He went way back into time. Hacking too much time, Cody. I want you to learn from this error when you hack me back in time, okay?
Oh.
He might have gone a little too far, but, you know.
Got some greenery going on.
Where'd he get the money for this? Best cinematography, Oscar. There you go.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, Revenant. I'm sorry, you're getting your ass whooped with this. I know you shot yours on Real Mountain, but look at this CG green screen shit here. Look at this. Oh, don't forget the typewriter. Oh shit, Cody, your baby, a raptor. Oh, not just any raptor, laser raptors. He's gonna fucking kung fu the laser raptor, Cody. These effects look better than anything in Pixels.
Easily.
Look at that. She's got a machine gun, Cody. This is real business right here.
Machine gun? A Viking with a machine gun?
Yeah, it's a Viking. Yeah. Vikings had machine guns back then.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you're going to go back on your history teacher and say, fuck off.
Fuck everything, oh my god.
I bet they didn't tell you about the laser raptors back in Viking time, too, huh?
Hey, Jurassic Park fucked that up.
That's where they can take Jurassic World 2 at. Oh, shit.
Oh.
She's going to give him a ride to Asgard. Valhalla. Witness me, Cody. Witness. Look at the T-Rex. I always knew that T-Rex was on our side. This is a hell of a year for the T-Rex. He helped us stop the Dominix Rex. Helped us stop the Dominix Rex. And he gave Kung Fury a ride. I'm a cop from the future. I know Cody is filling that tank top right now.
Yeah, I am. Alpha Fury, man.
Cody's like, the Viking time ain't so bad. Thor! Here he comes, Cody, the god of thunder. Yes! Yes! Look at his biceps, Cody. Look at me on there. Look at Chris Hemsworth. Good lord.
It is me,
Thor.
Son of Odin.
Son of Odin, Cody.
Yeah, Thor had a stroke.
His pecs are epic, bro. I would fuck the shit out of that Viking, by the way, too. She is fine as hell. Look at her. Hammer time, Cody.
Portals.
It's a portal to the gateway of Nazi Germany. Hey, Albert, you from Germany. Let us know. How is Nazi Germany? Let us know how that is. Curious. This is really going to blow your mind right here, Cody. How prepared Kung Fury. Look how prepared Kung Fury is. Just wait for this right here.
Ha!
People, the movie just stopped to become a cell phone commercial. See that, man? Look at that. Dude, Kung Fury's always, he's the fucking ultimate player, dude. Red chucks and all. He just fucking scored with a 10,000-year-old Viking, dude. Fucking worship this dude.
Nazi Germany.
Nazi Germany now. You're about to get real serious, Cody. Don't get offended. This is what two Nazis used to talk back in the day about.
Hey, fuck your mustache.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Your fucking mustache ain't shit to mine. You know, this bald head dude, man, that dude look like he can not only be a fucking skinhead, but a Klan man and a fucking Nazi all in one. This dude looks like the ultimate fucking racist right here.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Man, he looks like the ultimate fucking rebel. I'm looking at this dude, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I wouldn't cross that dude in the alley in a fucking heartbeat.
Hell no. Making Nazis, Nazis cry.
Hell no. Yeah, no, he's making other Nazis cry.
Like,
what happened to the tank, Cody? Tank you. Oh, Cody, you're about to sing single-handedly how Kung Fury stopped Nazis. You ain't shit, Hitler. Your kung fu is nothing for Kung Fury. The greatest kung fu.
Look at his quest on blind. I noticed.
I just threw that tank in there, Cody. He means Kung Fury means business. I'm disarming you. Now, you're probably wondering, how did he get on that hook? That's okay. He puts the glass. It's serious, Cody. This is like Neo right here. He puts the glasses on. Here we go, Cody. You want your double dragon?
Oh, shit.
Man, fuck the raid, too. This ain't got shit.
Hey, yeah.
People, it's a side-scroller game now. He's literally fighting Nazis and they just line up and he just goes down and out. Oh, the mute.
I'm like, no, I don't know what they're doing.
Look at the music though, Cody. Listen to the music. Oh, shit. It's the most bad. Oh, look at that flip, Cody. Look at this shit. The baddest motherfucker alive, Cody. Bam, kick this dude's head. It's like a fucking Mortal Kombat game right now. Oh, that dude just split. Bam, look at that. You don't even have to do anything. Let that go. He just pulls this. Bet you can't do that kick. Bet you can't do this kick. Look at that. Dude, he's skateboarding a Nazi. Fucking skate. He just fucking did a kickflip with a Nazi. Oh shit. Look at this the baddest motherfucker alive. You don't need that spine. It's holding you back. Look at that. Look at this guy fall off that statue. Not perfect Nazi symbol. Oh my god.
Holy shit.
You glad I reminded you about this now, huh?
Oh god.
No, get up, Kung Fury. This ain't it for you. People, Hitler just shot Kung Fury. This is bullshit. Fuck you, Kung Fury. Fuck you, Kung Fury. Why he's got an Asian accent? Fuck you, Kung Fury. Why does Hitler keep posing like that? But like, he you see how he keep doing his hands like a shape like this, looking like a statue and shit. But you know what's better than Kung Fury fighting Hitler? The God of fucking Thunder. Thor. Shit just got real, Cody. Kung Fury's greatest partner is about to come too. Triceracop, Cody. Yeah, you can't stop Triceracop. You can't look. Oh shit. It just got real, Cody. Hackerman's here too. He ain't playing. The whole crew's here. Turned to some busted-ass old computers. Triceracop, baby. Look at him. He's serious. He's realest cop around. It's the greatest fucking cop I've ever seen. This is probably the closest thing you'll ever get to the Raid, people. How come Stallone couldn't do this? He wanted to make the Raid so bad. Triceracop, he only shoots in the dick. That's why he's the greatest cop ever, see? Like, he can shoot a cop's dick off like no problem. Oh, look at Thor, he's blowing him up and shit. He's the God of Thunder, baby. Bringing the hammer down. Female Viking with machine guns. Nothing screams more female masculinity than females with guns. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Zack Snyder fucked up, see? Triceratops got a British accent too, people, by the way. The gold statue just came to life, people. It really just came to fucking life. The biggest battle ever, the T-Rex, Cody.
Some epic shit going on right here.
That Adominus Rex ain't got shit on that gold statue.
Hell no.
This is what heaven looks like, Cody. Driving a fast car with some cobras shooting at you in the desert.
Badass.
See, dying don't sound so bad now, right, Cody? Look, you on the grid now? Like, look at
that,
you.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Cody's like, damn, you can kill me now, too. A fucking unicorn just came in this bitch. You become animated, Cody. And your pecs become bigger.
Oh, it's from the G.I. Joe cartoon.
That cobra is the one that bit him, Cody. Why is that snake wearing a cape? I just not noticed that. Fucking snake has got a cape on. You don't tell Kung Fury he's dead. He's gonna arrest the Cobra, people. Oh, he's a Dragon Ball Z character now. He's just powered up. He just powered up, people. It's the greatest Dragon Ball Z Raid Double Dragon movie of all time, man.
Who has it all?
How many people you know can hack bullets away, Cody? He hacked the bullets away. Ultimate Showdown now, Cody. Greatest Kung Fu Masters about to go at it, people. I believe Hitler really did fight like that back then, people. Don't do it, Kung Fury. He's evil. People, he just literally did the splits and uppercutted him in the balls. Oh, Thor, hammer time. Triceracop went back in time to help Kung Fury people. Wow. What a partner. People, me and Cody have moments like this all the time. Oh, the T-Rex can talk too, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. T-Rex can talk too. Triceracop and Kung Fury is like me and Cody, actually, now that I think about it. You travel back in time for me, Cody, to help me fight Hitler, right?
No comment.
I'll take that as a yes, yeah. Back in the future, people, where he's fighting the arcade machine. The fuck you arcade machine. Oh, did I mention Knight Rider as well? Off 9,000, you son of a bitch. Hey, Cody, can we do that? Drive the car and stay on top of it and shoot something? While it flies in the air? I think we could do that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Why is everybody walking around with a gun in their hand? Streets must have been dangerous back then. People thought Hitler was dead. But you can't kill what wasn't there, Cody. Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
The arcade machine, Cody, was working for Hitler. Fucking Hitler and the arcade machine. People have been fucking working together this whole time. Hitler. People, Hitler just flew off on a gold fucking flying phoenix right now. And it was the most beautiful fucking thing I've ever fucking seen, too. That, man, if you know what, fuck it, I gotta do.
That was amazing.
That was the best 30 minutes of your whole fucking life, Cody.
That's a hard way to start the year, man.
I don't, you know what, I need a sequel now. I can't live no more until I get a sequel.
Yeah, well, this sequel's required, Jesus Christ.
This is such a cliffhanger right here. This better not pull a Shenmue on me, I swear.
Can't do that.
This is a listen to the music, Cody. It's deep. It's telling you a story right now.
I don't know what they're saying, but I can tell it's in the story.
I know what they're talking. They say, girl, we need some action. Girl, we need some action. Oh, 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 yeah. Action. We're a true survivor. We need some action. Take our love away from here. Live in passion. Brand new feeling action. Like a true survivor. Yeah, Cody. It's all about surviving, Cody. Kung Fury had to survive. It took him a while, but thankfully he got struck by lightning and bit by that cobra at the same time.
He got those bullets hacked away.
I bet you never hacked bullets away.
Not yet.
Well, if I get shot when I go back in time, you better You better hack the bullets off of me then.
We'll see.
People, we'll see. That was the greatest fucking movie I have ever watched in my whole motherfucking life.
That was top five at least.
Yeah. That, now, could you not say that was the funniest shit you've seen all year?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking hilarious.
The year
just started, but yes.
Everybody's talking about Sylvester Stallone. Triceratop, best supporting actor. Triceratop, man. You're like my Triceratop to me, Cody.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know you would travel back in time to save me, and then you would tell me, because damn it, I love you. And I'd be like, bring it in, bro. I would tell, I can see it now. I see the settings right now. I'd be like, Cody, wow, you traveled back in time to save me, Cody? You're the best goddamn co-host I could ever have. And you'd be like, well, damn it, because I love you, P1. And then we just hug and become a moment, you know?
Oh, man. Love it.
Knock, knock, Cody. Knock, Knuckles. So, Cody, man, that was your first time watching Kung Fury, man. What'd you think of that, man? What, I want a review from you right now.
That was amazing.
I want a review from you right now. I want your final thoughts, opinion, and your rating.
My final thoughts, opinion, man. That was a spectacular piece of cinema I just watched. I think I just watched a piece of cinema history right there.
Would you pay $15 and $20 to see that in theaters right now?
Yes, I would.
I would too. Continue your overview, though. I'm sorry.
Like I said, that hit all the right notes of my little nostalgic heart. You know, I'm a sucker for that 80s film, the 80s nostalgia, all that cheesy shit. You know, the 80s cut, the voice. The only thing I was disappointed with this movie, you know what it didn't have?
What?
It didn't have that angry black chief.
You know what I was going to say, too? My other problem with this, too, is it's only 30 minutes long. This could have been 3 hours long. Three hours epic. It really could have.
Easily.
Yeah. Well, some people say that Thor is, like, black, so there you go. Yeah, exactly. They say like he's like some other Vikings and black people. They said they were the same thing.
Oh, shit, there you go.
Yeah, so I got a chance with them Viking chicks now.
How can I love this, man? The action sequence toward the end, that was fantastic. The look of it, the fucking music of Mitch Murder. Oh, man.
The action scenes were some of the best action scenes I've ever seen. Fuck Mad Max. Fuck Mad Max, man. Fuck Mad Max. I'm saying it right now. What about the side-scrolling part? I have one thing to say about that side-scrolling part. Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
These are rogue arcade machines. Just
No, Cody. It didn't hold a gun to it. It held up a middle finger to his head. It just picked the puppy up to tell him fuck you. That's all. Hey, that robot machine was working for the Nazis, Cody, and he just wanted to send a special message, fuck you. But then, luckily, Kung Fury had his car at a right angle to fly in the air to take him down.
Drive the classic Ferrari.
Kung Fury is so skilled in martial arts that he literally, people, skateboarded with a Nazi.
Yes.
Thank you. Continue your final thoughts and get to your rating, Cody. I expect nothing no less than, you know, cool.
I think I've said enough about the movie. There's not much more to say. It's amazing. Like I said, it's all those nostalgic beats. It hits injured hard for the 80s feel, that vibe, that new retro wave feel, if you will, you know, that we captured that artwork we had way back when. Oh, we still have it, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like Punisher and Kavinsky had a fucking retarded baby together.
Kavinsky Warzone, that game Far Cry Blood Dragon, all that good shit, man. I loved it. I love that style. It hits me in the special place, man. It tickles that fancy.
So and it damn near hit everything in your top 10 list, too, this year. Like, it had dinosaurs in it, Jurassic World. It had cars, Mad Max. I mean,
great storytelling, great acting.
Yeah, special effects were great. Martial arts, like The Raid, too.
This is the greatest movie of all time.
You bought the latest Mortal Kombat for PS4. This is a better version of Mortal Kombat. Why'd you buy that game? Go take that game back. Go take it back. You literally could just stick a controller in your hand, Cody, and play this movie, and you'd be like, wow.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to play it. I just want to watch it, man. It's a thing to watch. It's a thing of beauty.
And you know the thing about this, I can't share this with everyone. Like people like Wayne, he didn't appreciate Punisher Warzone, so I just don't think he would appreciate this neither.
Which is hilarious because he's, you know, all 80s crazy and shit, but he can't appreciate something like this. What's up with that?
I know, that's what I'm saying. See, like, how come he doesn't love Punisher Warzone, Cody?
That doesn't make any sense.
Look at Punisher Warzone. And look at this film and tell me, do you see any differences?
No, I don't.
So you know what? What's the director of Punisher Warzone's name again?
That'd be Lexi Alexander.
Lexi Alexander. I think people just misunderstood what she was saying. She was making an 80s Marvel throwback film.
That's all she was doing.
People misunderstood her. I think this is one of the greatest films I've ever saw. It's a shame that it's only a short. It's really a fucking shame.
But I just read here they're actually making a feature-length film of this, actually.
To fucking see it. It's already a fucking... it's a fucking see it. Yeah, take my goddamn money. I just threw my wallet at people.
Obviously, this movie's a high seed. The highest of the high seed.
Double high seed here, people. This is the greatest fucking short
I've... could you imagine, dude, 2 hours or 3 hours of this?
Could you imagine once that other one gets... What about a Netflix series of this? Oh, shit. I think I might have to push Attack on Titan Season 2 to the side if this ever became a series. Because
Attack on Titan after watching this.
How could you watch anything after this, Cody? This is the greatest goddamn
Jesus
thing in.
Christ.
Triceracop, Cody.
Excuse that Rogue Arcade Machine.
The fuck you, Rogue Arcade Machine. How about... The one thing, though, how about Hitler killing all the police officers through the phone? Hello, is this the police department? Fuck you. And doesn't this just make you mad, though, that your history teacher really fucked your mind up with all that false...
Fuck me over, dude. Jesus Christ. I knew Assassin's Creed was correct, too. I was like, yeah, I knew this shit happened. I knew it went down like
right?
that. Right? Now to watch this, I'm like, oh, God. Why do you even go to school?
It's amazing that we have a film like this, Assassin's Creed, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, to teach us the real story of history. Damn straight, yeah. Like, I'm glad we have things like this to teach us the true history that these schools and these books are feeding our children today, Cody, with that bullshit lie. Fuck those books.
Books are full of shit.
Bless you, Kung Fury. You fucking get a high seat from me just because of that merit alone. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Dropping knowledge upon these deaf ears. Man. These deaf eyes. Blind eyes. Deaf eyes. What the fuck is that? Blind eyes.
Hey, Cody, after watching this movie, you can have anything you fucking want. You can have any fucking thing. I saw a man hack bullets away, okay? Okay?
This movie is hurting me dumb. That's how good it is.
I saw a man fucking send somebody else through the fucking pass with a goddamn Nintendo Power Glove. Okay, Cody, and while he flew on a goddamn typewriter. So, you know what? You literally can do any goddamn thing you want. This is the greatest goddamn movie I've ever seen, people. Go watch this movie. It's on Netflix, people. Watch it.
Do yourself a favor. Make it happen.